So I'll just start praying. You pray in English. Pray for the person next to you. Pray for your loved one. Father, we just thank you. Tonight you give us another privilege of moving in the Word and doing some things that you want us to do. We thank you for every person that is here, that they are flowing in the gospel, flowing in the things of God. We thank you for it so much. We praise your name. Your word is truth. Open our understanding. We pray for those who are lost and don't know Jesus Christ, family members need to be touched by your word. Thank you so much. Glory to your name tonight. Go ahead and pray. Pray out in English. Pray out loud. Somebody, you got a friend at work not saved. You got somebody you tried to talk to that don't understand what you're talking about. Pray for them tonight. You have your corporate anointing here that will open doors that you can talk with them and they'll understand what you're saying. Thank God for his goodness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, I pray that you open my understanding, my heart, that I may speak according to the oracles of God, and that ears are open to hear and understand and change our lives. We can do a better job for the kingdom. We thank you for it. All who are listening to us on the broadcast, on the internet, different ways to tap in, may their lives be blessed tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I got old Bessie. Yeah, I like Bessie. I could hold on. I got that new one, but Bessie, my baby, she rock a little bit, but if I won't sit down, I could sit in Bessie. Galatians 2 and 20. Ephesians 1 and 3. Galatians 2:20. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. If you're taking note, I want you to write down the subject: living the I am life of the believer. Living the I am life of the believer. And then I want you to write down seven other things. Number one, I am. Number two, I will. Number three, I can. Number four, I do. Number five, I have. Number six, I give. And number seven, I receive. I'll go over them again. But you can't write two words, you show slow. I am, I will, I can, I do, I have, I give, I receive. Now, living the I am life of the believer. We're going to read three scriptures, as a voice with another one, 1 John 4:17. So you got three scriptures, Galatians 2:20, yes, Ephesians 1:3, and 1 John 4:17. Let's read those scriptures, and then I'll give you an introduction, and I'll start with point one, what this all means. In Galatians 2:20, for I am, did you see the first two words? Yes. All right. For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yes, sir. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Yes, sir. And the life which I what? Now live in the flesh. Yes, sir. I don't let the flesh run me. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now notice the statement in the first part of that verse, the next verse. Read that first part of the next verse. Read it again.
I do not frustrate the grace of God.
All right, instead of going to that scripture, I tell you, I need to go to another scripture. 1 Corinthians 15:10, I believe it is, if there's such a verse. That's it? Y'all help me preach here now. 1 Corinthians 15:10. If I miss a scripture, mess a scripture up, there's nothing, we're going to go back and get it straight. But now I want you to see this. I want you to see this. Because Paul said, I'm crucified. Now here Paul again apostolically said to us in 1 Corinthians 15:10. Now notice what he says here. But by the grace of God. What's the next word? All right, hold that. By the grace of God, I am. So there's an I am graceness placed on us because we're Christian. And so we can function in another dimension, another realm, another power than just a natural physical being. We have an anointing of the Spirit, an anointing of grace, three calibers of Jesus' ministry and why he was so powerful on the earth is found in Luke chapter 2. I'm giving you a lot of scripture before I even stop, but I just got to do it. Luke chapter 2, verse 40 and verse 52. Jesus laid his ministry out. He said he waxed strong in spirit, increased in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. You need to pray that. You need to pray that sometime yourself. Lord, that I wax, I pray that all the time, wax strong in spirit and filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Three things, right? And then you look in the 52nd verse, he says he increased in wisdom and in stature, and he had favor with God and man. So you need to know that when you're going to make some transaction, you need to know that you're not a natural person going, that God can move on the other end for you before you get there. But you have to know you have that favor. Your I am-ness is based on the fact that you're a child of God and that there's an I am-ness anointing on you. Go to Ephesians 1:3 now. It'll better explain before I even start opening this up to you to explain this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. In Christ. See, it's already done. And this is such a new territory, I want to open it up to you some more. I think it's in Ephesians 2:6 where it talks about we're seated with him. Yeah, go there. I don't get a lot of scriptures. But Ephesians 2:6, we're already seated with him. We're crucified. We're resurrected and seated. Huh? And so we're released now to operate in that type of life, of a life that is a supernatural life. Matter of fact, the supernatural is God's divine abilities and possibilities. Come on, come on. Manifesting and demonstrating in the earth realm on my behalf by my I am relationship. Yes, sir. Let me give it again now because, see, you got to expect the supernatural. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, don't expect the regular. Come on, sir. When you come to the grip of the fact of your I am-ness in Christ, that's what Christ was operating in. Yes, sir. See, he took up on flesh just like of us, yes, but he didn't live like us. He was functioning in the supernatural, functioning in miracles, functioning in signs, functioning in wonders, because he was not functioning in his flesh. What I say?
He was not functioning in his flesh.
Yeah, flesh, you see what I'm saying? All right, now watch. The supernatural is God's divine abilities and possibilities. So your abilities and your possibilities are not normal. So stop thinking like that. Stop thinking when you're dealing with something, it's an impossible case. That might be for somebody who don't know no better. But because of your I am-ness and because of your connection and because of your relationship and because of you being in Christ and Christ in you, you stand before no impossibility. What I said? You have to activate it. See, the supernatural is God's divine abilities and possibilities. All things are possible. And when you understand your I am-ness or your I am relationship, you begin to manifesting and demonstrating in the earth realm. Manifesting and demonstration at not a normal life. Amen. Not a normal life. You're beyond the norm.
Yes, sir.
You're designed by God. Y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
You're designed by God to live beyond the norm.
Yes, sir.
All right? Amen. Because you got these divine abilities and you got these divine possibilities that resides on the inside of you as a new creature. As a son, a daughter of God. A matter of fact, I'll give you another scripture. Even before I start, I haven't started yet. Let me give you another scripture. Acts 17:28.
Yes, sir.
Am I preaching, boy? Talk to me. See, find it right quick. Because you know, in him, I live, I move, and I have my being. Well, let me use some broken English. How can him get turned down? See, when you're operating in faith and when you're operating properly, you him.
Yes, sir.
And he is you.
Yes, sir.
Jesus never lost a case. That's why I want you to weigh heavy and look at Ephesians 1:3 again. Look at it again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, past tense, blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The spiritual blessing is for transitioning or transactioning things down here.
Yes,
you don't live a normal life. You don't live at stop sign.
Amen.
You live at yield sign.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes,
because whatever needs to be changed, you have the divine right and the divine ability in you to change it. Write this down. I am crucified. I am resurrected. I am seated. I am crucified. I am resurrected. I am seated. I just got one while I'm talking. I'm going to give it to you. I am authorized.
Amen.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, anything that come up in your life, you're going to be able to use this. You know, you have to mix it with faith.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And you have to meditate it so it become, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Yes,
then they say the word of God is spirit and life.
Yes, sir.
So when you're meditating and feeding on it, you're putting that on the inside of you,
yes,
of your being. And then when you talk,
yes,
you'll know with divine assurance,
yes,
that whatever you're talking to or whoever you're talking to,
yes,
got to obey,
yes,
obey you, because you're not talking as a natural man or a natural woman.
Yes,
you understand that?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, the I am life of the believer.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to get that. The I am life of the believer. Wearing the I am love anointing. See, you got to be in love and you got to be in faith. None of this stuff going to work. Now note, so for clarification, note in Genesis 1:26.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're made in his image.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
and his likeness.
Right.
All right?
Yes,
when that boy defaulted, that image and likeness was broken to a certain degree.
Yes, sir.
Jesus came back with the I amness and put you back.
Yes, sir.
And so you can operate in the last Adam.
Amen.
Not the first Adam.
Glory. Right.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Note this. We are made in God's image and likeness.
That's right.
Now, we must understand the revelation and the deposit that Jesus has made in us, that we have the right to live in the Father's I am-ness.
Yes.
See. All right. Here's the first thing I want you to see here. Here, number one, here's the key to real faith and confidence. Being constantly aware of the fact that all things are yours.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is a I am. She got it on the board for you.
Yes, sir.
Oh Lord, you're happy. Hallelujah. Here's the key to real faith. We're talking about our I am this. Here, this is just a Bible class, so we're in school.
Yes, sir.
Here is the key to real faith and confidence. Real faith. And confident, being constantly aware of the fact that all things are yours. That's Ephesians 1:3.
Yes, sir.
But you have to work in your I am just to pick it up. But real faith, confident.
Yes, sir.
You know, 1 John 5:14, 15, you know what it said?
Yes, sir.
This is the confidence that we have in him.
Yes, sir.
We ask anything according to his will, he hears. And if we know he hears, we know we have the petition that we desire of him. Right?
Yes, sir.
Are you waiting right then? You know, 1 John 5:14 and 15.
Yes, sir.
And I think in Hebrews, it says, cast not away your confidence.
Yes. Right.
Now, you got to have confidence. You got to hold on to it.
Amen.
If it looked like it's not going to answer you, if it looked like it's not going to change,
yes,
if it looked like it's not going to act right, it got to answer you.
Yes.
Because you have the power.
Yes.
See, but you can't be a religious person. You have to have the revelation of your I am-ness. See, you already what you're asking for. And it's already yours.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
You see it?
Yes.
And so just because it don't show up yesterday doesn't mean the Father has not sent it to you.
Yes,
I think a lot of times we give up every transaction you do. Some are, but every transaction you do is not going to happen instantly.
Go ahead, sir.
Because it got demonical forces
fighting
you. Trying to hold it from you.
But
every time you pray,
yes,
the Lord give you what you ask for.
Yes.
So there are those of you sitting here tonight got some things coming through.
Yes.
You asked for it, didn't you?
Yes.
Now hold full to your confidence.
Yes.
If it's your health, I am health.
Yes.
I am healed.
Yes.
See.
Yes, sir.
See.
Glory to God.
Yeah. All right. Now y'all don't expect me to give that first one to you again, right? You saw it that time, right? Let me say it to you in a way. I know y'all are Bible students. Let me say it to you in a way. Leaving the prodigal life, Luke 15, and stepping into your full potential. The prodigal son, Luke 14. I'm not going to read that. But the prodigal son tried to run his own life. Even though he was an heir. And that's what happened when you're just a church member. You prodigal. Because you can't function in your potential. See, I'm not saved just to go to heaven. I'm saved to overpower hell down here.
Yes,
amen.
Because the greater one lives on the inside of me.
Yes,
are you seeing me?
Yes, sir.
So most Christians live a prodigal life.
Right.
Wow. Or they say a little prayer and they read scriptures, but they're really not pressing. They're really not functioning in their I am-ness, because they should never be refused.
Go ahead, sir.
The word can't.
Come on.
Must be taken out of your vocabulary. Tonight, or I ain't teaching. You see my point?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, when you function in your I am-ness, the Holy Spirit gonna make sure you take the right route. It's not gonna be selfish stuff. It's not gonna be stuff, flesh stuff. It's not gonna be flesh stuff. It's gonna be in the other category. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, whatever your desires are, I am that.
Hallelujah. I am that. Yes, Lord.
See, and it has to obey you.
Yes, sir.
So that's why I give you those seven things now.
Yes, sir.
Them seven stages there. I give them to you. I give them to you. I am. See, you can't I will before I am.
Yes, sir.
Because you're not going to have what it takes to walk in the will of God. But when you recognize that I'm in the family and I'm in God, God in me, and the Spirit in me, and I'm in the Spirit, then the will of God is not so much a task for you. It's a pleasure to you. See, because you're already empowered to overpower the enemy and the flesh and your contrary neighbor who don't know nothing about Jesus. You got to go on with your life. You can't let them stop your life, all right? So leaving Luke 15, 11 through 24, read that. But leave that prodigal son stage. A lot of Christians still in the prodigal son stage. They know God and they know God as their father, but they're inheritance. Well, let's look right in your notes. We're going to have 16 classes here tonight. right in your note, Ephesians 1, that prayer in Ephesians 1. Because there are three things that prayer open up to you. In Ephesians 1. I think it's 116? Huh? Those three things are important for your I am-ness. I got to look at them. I got to look at them because the Holy Ghost just brought it up. Yes. That there's a certain caliber. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Of enlightenment,
yes, sir.
You have to walk in.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. You can't be spiritually stupid.
Right.
You got to have some enlightenment. You got to have some illumination. You got to have some insight. In a realm beyond mathematics, psychology, science. Your life in Christ is a spiritual life. It's the life of God. It's the life of the Spirit that have been given you. So you cannot permit statements that was made on a lower realm to contradict what you're saying. You can't permit it because it don't have the caliber. It don't have the right to be up here. That's why I said Sunday, you take it by force. You take it by your divine rights and your divine privileges that have been given to you through the blood of Jesus. Let me show you something. What scripture I had at you at? Ephesians 1, right? What them three things are? Somebody name them off to me. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of revelation, but it's three other things. Eyes understand. What else? What else? Is hope of your calling. What? Talk about your inheritance too, right? And then he's talking about the exceeding greatness of his power, right? See, all that's functioning on your behalf in your I am-ness. I had another scripture. Lord, I should have hit that scripture where I had it. What I was talking about? I want to take you to a scripture. Shoot, we can go home right now, though. Yeah. Shoot. How about all you can take? Look at you. had 15 scriptures. 50, how many scriptures did he have? About 50 already. But I want you to understand now. Let's just go back over those things. I am. What else?
I will.
All right. I am have to be before the I will, because you're not going to be qualified or capable of the I willness unless you know your I amness. What's the next one?
I can.
I can. See, don't talk about I can if you don't know about I am. What's the next one?
I do.
I do. Don't talk about doing nothing if you don't know who you are. Go to the next one.
I have.
I have. Oh, yeah. Everybody want have. Yeah. And you be saying that stuff and praying. You can't have that stuff. It's too dangerous. You can't have all the blessing you asking for if you don't know who I am. The blessing will destroy you, because flesh going to get to mess with them blessings. And you ain't going to be here on Tuesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, neither Sunday. You laid back in that recliner pushing buttons. You understand what I'm saying? And this stuff will overtake you. If God lets you have everything you asking for and you don't know I am.
Yes.
What's the next one?
I give.
I give. See, you're not going to give nothing if you don't recognize what you have, where it came from.
Yes.
And that he's trying to get more to you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
What's the next one?
I receive.
I receive. I receive. See. So reception is going to another level in your life tonight. Receiving is going to another level. Because as you recognize who you are, come from the prodigal state to your full potential. You got that? From the prodigal son to your full potential, listening to the Father, obeying the Father, getting back in the house, then you wear the ring. Then you wear the robe. You're out of the hog pen.
Amen.
See. Got a lot of Christians still in the hog pen. That doesn't mean they're bad people, but if you just, Denise, if you don't know, you just don't know. You can't go if you don't know. And so you get in that crowd of religious people going to church, and everybody looks just like everybody else. When somebody break out, they all get upset. Somebody got to get out of jail or come back to get you. Oh, my goodness. I am is the key that unlock all your life and all of the kingdom of heaven to you. I am. Your I am-ness. Jesus did it consistently, mostly in the book of John. He said, I'm the bread of life. See, me and my Father one. See, he knew that. He was laying those groundwork for us, but we put Jesus in a class by himself, but he wants us to come over there. We know we're not Jesus, but yet he was laying a life out for us to live. See, the threefold. The threefold aspect of I am. Look in John 14:6. Three things that I want you to walk in. I want you to walk in the way. I want you to walk in the truth. I want you to walk in the life. There are three things. You see, Jesus explaining, because the Father and I are one, I am. I'm in you. So if I'm the way, you the way.
Yes.
Or you know the way.
Yes,
if I'm the truth, you know the truth. Walk in it.
Yes,
if I'm the life, you know the life. Walk in that life.
Yes,
see, now very, and I want to tell you, this is apostolic. This will go to churches all over the world.
Yes, sir.
Those seven things I had you to write down. Then three other things.
Yes,
I'm crucified, I'm resurrected, and I'm seated.
Yes,
this will go in all the LTMA churches. They'll preach it. Most of them listening to it now. But it's apostolic, because when you understand people of no walking, oh, I know the other scripture. Revelation 5:12. Seven redemptive forces that enforce your I am-ness. Revelation 5:12. There's seven things that the Lamb paid for.
Yes, sir.
He received it for us. Power.
Yes, sir.
Power. And bless God, look at the second one. Riches. Oh, no, that must be a misprint there. Riches. Riches. Yeah, that's what it says. Wisdom. Strength. Honor. Glory. And blessing. Now, watch what the Spirit of God just said to me. Those are seven legs you're supposed to be walking on. Blood bought legs. Paid for legs. You got it? Supposed to be walking on them. You're supposed to be walking in power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, and glory. Don't let this world lie to you. Talking about you just a church member. I call on the power of the Holy Ghost right now. You got a right to it, you see.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
See, it's already, say this with me. It's already paid for. Look what it says. Saying with a loud voice, word is the Lamb that was slain to receive. So whatever it is, it's already received. So that's a sevenfold dimension added to your life right now. All seven of those things belong to you. Power belong to me. Riches belong to me. Wisdom belong to me. Strength belong to me. Honor belong to me. Glory belong to me. Blessing belong to me. Rehearse it. I am power.
I am
riches.
I am
wisdom.
I am
strength.
I am
honor.
I am
glory.
I am
blessing.
I am
you know, if you keep saying that, you know what's going to happen to you? Huh? Pregnancy of your divine rights coming to your house tonight. Pregnancy, you get pregnant with it. I am power.
I am
riches.
I am
wisdom.
I am
strength.
I am
honor.
I am
glory.
I am
blessing. Every time you rehearse the blessing, I want you to write this down. You're reversing the curse. Someone just get up and just start saying this stuff. Get just say it.
Yeah.
I don't care how you feel.
That's right.
Don't care what's in the cupboard. Don't care what's in your wallet.
Yeah.
Don't care how crazy your husband acting or your wife acting. Just say it.
Yes, sir.
It might help them. Say it. Just say it, you know. Don't just throw it in faith. Don't, you know, your husband acting a fool. You say, I am power. Don't do that. Don't do that. He be looking for me. Don't do that. But I love that scripture.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Philippians chapter 2. This statement is so important. This is a revelation that is so important, and it's going to sound so simple, but it's going to change your life tonight.
Yeah.
Philippians chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Listen very carefully, because it kind of it'll throw you if you don't get it. I am is the very life to I will. I will have no life without I am.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't even have the power to carry it out. You're willing, but you don't know who you are. You're aiming to move to another level, or operate on another scale, but you have to know who you are before you can function. Other words, it's rhyme, but it's going to be good. You can't court floating. You have to know. You have to have a solid foundation, because the enemy is going to stand against you until you know you're not. So you have to know who you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you can't move this base, I am. You can't move, I am. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm a son. I'm a daughter of God. You can't move that. The other stuff you can flex it around. But I'm working for my base station. Because faith goes out. But things don't return manifested or demonstrated immediately.
No.
Now, if you don't know it has to come, you're going to lose your faith.
Wow.
Listen to what I'm talking about. I'm about to say it different now. I'm about to say it different. You listening?
Yes, sir.
In your I am identity, write that down. In your I am identity, because of what Christ did for you and you accepted Christ. When you're standing in that I am identity, whatever you're believing for that this book says yours is already yours.
Yes.
The slowdown or the delay is the enemy trying to bluff you that it's not yours.
Wow.
But if you hold out,
come on.
It got to come through.
Yes.
I said, what I said? It got to come through. Don't talk to people who don't know what you're talking about. Don't get the wrong person to pray with you. You really don't want a person who was not in this class to pray with you. Because they're going to be praying at a lower level.
Come on now. Preach apostle.
You follow me? All the stuff that you've been praying about, just shift into another gear. It will get to you faster. Because as I'm training you, God needs you training somebody else to know their rights. Well, I make people nervous anyway sometimes, so I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say it. I am money.
I am money.
Oh, money heard you. Money heard you. You see? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Money, yeah.
Come on, Paul.
That's true.
Yeah.
Money got to obey you now.
Yes.
I mean, now, religious folks, they upset that I said that, you know, they... Oh, they told them people talking about the I am money.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Man, listen. So Philippians, write this down. Philippians 2, 12 and 13. You talk about doing the will of God, you know, working out your own salvation. And I want to give you that I am is the very life to I will. Now, let me tell you a secret. I am is the very life to Revelation 5:12. I am is the very life to those seven things I told you, the six other things I told you to write. See, because I am is the connection. I am, listen to me, I'm going to have to go to that scripture. I ain't got to that point, but I'm going to have to go to it because I don't want to leave without going to it. I am, all right, I'm going to skip, I'm going to give you one. It's number 7 in the back. Taking ownership of my divine nature. Taking ownership, number seven, of my divine nature. Turn to 2 Peter. Taking I am, or I amness, is taking ownership of my divine nature and causing it to function on my behalf in this fallen world.
Amen.
I think that's pretty good. Number seven, y'all lost back there? I know it's number seven. I know it's seven. Well, just I'm going to say it again. Can y'all type? Taking ownership of my divine nature. That's very simple. I can come back there and type that. I might. My typing is discovered in land. I type kilometers-wise. I got to find it, but I'll get it on that. Now, I want you to have this. Taking ownership of my divine nature. See, now, most Christians can't take ownership because they don't recognize their divine nature is I am nature. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing. Now, when he say all spiritual blessing, that's a level that puts you in a creative mode.
Yes, sir.
Tell me, I'm preaching. So you preaching?
Yes, sir.
It puts you in a creative mode when you're walking in that level. That the manifestation of the stuff is nothing.
Yes, sir.
Because now you're in a position to call things that be not as though they were. See, you're walking in a fruition anointing. You can make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Put that point back. I want to incubate that by the nature. I think taking ownership of my divine nature. 2 Peter, turn to 2 Peter.
Yes, sir.
Taking ownership of my divine nature. In other words, when I say taking ownership of your divine nature is functioning at a level your nature make it possible for you to not be a normal person, a church-going person or a religious person, but you're a person who's walking in resurrection power. You're walking in revelation abilities. Got it? You're walking in reward status. At Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. Reward status. Because a person who walks in revelation walks in rewards. Because their faith not going to fake out.
Yeah.
See. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Man, who up in here tonight? Boy. I mean, you got to almost be totally crippled not to understand some of them here tonight. Cripple in your mind, I'm talking about.
So good.
There are some things you need to go back with these notes on, man, and redeal with that thing,
yeah,
man.
Redeal with it.
Redeal with it, you know what I'm saying? And 2 Peter, they're in 2 Peter, the ownership of their divine nature. Divine nature means I have the very nature of God. I have the very nature of Jesus. I have the very nature of the Holy Spirit. When my faith is activated properly, there's always divine movement. Creative movement. Manifested movement. And demonstration that a normal person don't even know what's happening around me. You're supposed to be different. You're supposed to live a higher life. You're supposed to make people nervous when you walk in the room. You're a child of a king. I feel anointed now, boy. I feel a royalty. I feel my priesthood.
Yes.
And Patty's not just for me.
Yes.
That's a raw priesthood.
Yes.
Yes. On your life. You not designed to eat at McDonald's. It's too cheap. Jesus Christ. Too cheap and ain't doing you no good either. Thought I slipped that in. Who night I messed up. 2 Peter. Verse 3, according as his divine power, oh, hallelujah. According as his divine, because I'm going to read the next part. According to his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. What? Now notice what it said next. Through the knowledge of him. That's what we're doing tonight. That has called us to glory and virtue. You see that? You looking with me?
Yes,
whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Now, it's corruptive when you can't have what you want.
Yes, sir.
See, isn't that corruption? If just somebody go and do adultery or something. Corruption is not having what God wants you to have.
Yes.
Satan have tricked you. He'll put you on a level that God don't want you on. Bring me a handkerchief, boy. He'll put you on a level that God, I'm going to close in a minute. He'll put you on a level that God don't want you on. That's corruptive when you can't get blessed. That's corruptive, Lisa, when you want a house and can't get it. That's corruptive. That's why God opened the door. God wants his children to have the best. He want us advertising. Whoa, what that scripture? Look at. I'm just gonna take you on the side, Jenny. Now, look at Jeremiah 33:9. God want to advertise through you that other people will want to be saved. And it shall be to me a name of joy and praise and honor before all the nation of the earth. What shall hear? All the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness. I didn't say that. And for all the prosperity. And the word, don't worry about that word procure, that I put on them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
See, all you got to do is let him.
Yes.
And if you know it, you see.
Ow.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I skipped the 7 right for you, right? There, yeah, I went to 7. All right, let me, I got about 13 more minutes. I'm going to go a whole hour. I want you to write this one down. Love is a concealed weapon you carry that reveals your I am-ness in every situation. Can't make you angry. Can't make you cuss. Can't make you false. And you know you're not on your own ability, in your own flesh, you're a mess. I'm talking to everybody in here. All up here. You're a mess. In your flesh, you're a mess. But love is a concealed weapon. It grabs you when you get out of place. That you won't lose your place with God. The enemy trying to make you angry and trying to make you cut up, you know. So make sure to always carry your concealed weapon.
Yes.
I'm going to use I am, but it got a statement going to come behind it that going to flush all lack out of your life. I'm going to use I am, but there's a statement going to come behind it that's going to flush all lack out of your life, all impossibilities out of your life, all worry out of your life, all fear out of your life, all failure out of your life. That's enough. I can say some more things. Just this one statement. I am designed and empowered to live a supernatural life. I am designed, say it.
I am designed
and empowered. Somebody give God some praise right now. Okay. Open the valve, let it go in you. Yes. There's so much stuff, you know. Woo, glory to God. Woo, glory to God. Now, to function properly in this I am revelation. And remember we started at Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. I am crucified. That's the first thing. I am crucified. That means the flesh crucified. And another I am rose up.
Yes, sir.
As a new creature in Christ.
Yes, sir.
All right, now. I say to you, the supernatural is God's divine ability and possibilities. You remember? Manifesting and demonstrating in the earth's realm on my behalf through my I am relationship. Okay. Now, here's where you design the function. You design the function or to operate or operating in the law of the spirit of life.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That's you design Romans 8:2. Turn to Romans 8:2. Romans 8:2. You design to operate in that law. And in operating in that law, it's just like the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. Uh-huh. What you see in Romans 8:2, and then you add John 6:63 with it. Because when you feed on the word produces in you spirit and life. It's just like he said, the kingdom, Romans 14:7, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink.
Right.
But it's joy, peace, and the Holy Ghost, you see. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Then the word, all right, I'm gone now. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, Matthew 4:4 says, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, right?
Yes,
then you turn to John 6:63.
Yes, sir.
Get in the spirit. Then you go to John 8:2.
Yes,
Romans 8:2. See, you got to go to John. You got to pass John 6:63 first.
Right.
That's from John, Matthew 4:4.
Yes, sir.
Then you can go to Romans 8:2.
Because
you can't operate in the law of the spirit out of the spirit.
Right.
So you have to be fed spirit and life out of the word.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes.
Watch what I say now. So outside circumstances or outside what you see don't control you no more. See, people think they get a rash from the outside, but that rash came from the inside. It put all kind of salve on it. You better, what caused this thing? It's something you ate. Or something you drank. That rash ain't come from no fly. Come from French fries. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I couldn't pair that one up wrong. I had it. Couldn't pair that one. I see Romans 8:2. Now, you don't automatically just can't run and go to Romans 8:2. Because you're not in the spirit all the time. You in the spirit all the time?
Now
you can say what you want. Your wife's gonna call you a liar. You say, come on, I try to be. I ain't in the spirit. You ain't in the spirit. None of them. All the time. Anybody on your roll say they in the spirit all the time? Put two fingers up. Tell them you ain't coming back to that roll. Romans 8:2, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Don't talk to people who tell you you can't have it.
Amen.
Don't even hold no conversation, because they're going to get all kind of scripture to show you. They're going to use scripture. That's the worst one. I mean, the one cussing, you know that. But the one who got the chapter and the verse and it marking their Bible and they got notes written by it. That's the danger one. Trying to talk you out your walk with God. And they get greater and greater, children. Look, I'm going to give you another point that is so great. Do y'all have number 8 back there? Number 8. Maybe I need to say it here or type it out. Outstanding results are always expected and received.
Amen.
Outstanding results are always expected and received. Boy, I'm preaching you. Y'all, my son, y'all ought to be saying something. Say, Daddy, you're preaching, man. Jesus, my 3 sons. All quiet up there, boy. Holler, scream, or do something, boy. Say, that's my daddy. I'm looking at you. You ought to be saying something, too. That's my husband. That's your good church. Don't have to be all starchy, right? Everybody look like they're all deep, you know, all spiritual. Outstanding results are always expected and received. You ready for this? Turn to Psalm 62. Look at verse 5. And what I'm preaching is the way I live. My soul, wait thou only upon God for my expectation. It's from Him. You see that? And you know, God this way. I dare you expect me to do something. See, I can't fail. If you really put your expectation in me, I got to come through. I'm not God. Especially if you bring me a word that I say that I'll do for you. What? I got to do it because I'm God. Matter of fact, with my word, I set myself up for you. When my word is act on rightly, I did it on purpose. My word control my action. No, you didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. I put myself in a position that if you operate in my word by faith and obey my word, I got to do it. And guess what? Nobody can stop. No, I'm impossible to be stopped. Put that point back up there. I want them to get it, but I'm going to close there. Put that point back up there. Outstanding results are always expected, but not just expected, and received. What you believe in God for now? Listen to what the apostle telling you. You got the right, listen to me, you got the divine right to expect outstanding results and receive it. Don't get mad with me because you bleed for a bubble gum. And I bleed for the Empire Building or the state capitol. Don't you just Get up. I ain't coming down there. I know too much. Stop having your expectation from people. They'll let you down. Now, if you got the expectation from God, God will make some people work for you who don't want to do it. But they got to do it. You ain't got nothing to do with it. You just got your eyes on God. This old boy walk up and bring it, or this girl walk up and bring it, and you know they don't like you, but they got to give it to you because you got favor with God and man. Favor with God and man. I got favor with God and man. God is my source, but he uses many channels. God gonna get it to me some kind of way. Tell somebody that. Whatever I desire, whatever I pray for, God gonna get it to me some kind of way. God gonna get it to me some kind of way. God got a million ways to get his blessing to me. So I have to stop looking at the circumstances. Stop looking at the clock. Stop looking at the calendar. Keep my eyes on God. I am. Say it, I am.
I am.
A child of God.
A child of God.
I have the divine right.
I have the divine right.
That to everything.
To everything.
That God's word.
That God's word.
Says mine.
Says mine.
I have to mix it with faith.
I have to mix it with faith.
But I can have it.
But I can have it.
But those things that you have went, have gone after. That have not manifested. After the night teaching. Align yourself with God's word. Align yourself with God's will. And I promise you that God will manifest.
That's good, sir. Amen. I receive
that. Never be discouraged by what you see on the outside. Always know it's working on the inside. But you got to keep your faith moving. Your faith can never become stale. Your faith can never become set down. Your faith got to stay up at all times, working, expecting.
Yes,
sir. It says, if it didn't come today, it's coming tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
It don't come tomorrow, it's coming the next day, but it's coming. It's on the way. See, you are not to become discouraged because something didn't happen yesterday. Hold fast,
yes, sir,
to your confession of faith,
yes,
without wavering. God always come through.
Always come through.
I'm not talking just about by explanation. I'm talking about experience.
Yes.
He'll never let you down. Your trip here tonight was not wasted. You know why? You know why I'm saying that? God gave me things different ways. I'm feeling an adjusting anointing. That there are things maybe in your life need to be adjusted. I'll be while you're in the midst of this fellowship. those things are being adjusted now. You know why? Because you've adjusted your faith. You at another level than before you came here. This is what these type of meetings should do. They should put you on another level. I hear the Spirit of God says, stop investigating and start meditating. Let me handle it. Don't investigate it so much. Don't call nobody. Meditate. And then as you meditate, I can handle it. Your investigation gonna make you angry. Just sit down and meditate. Talk to me, Lord. Talk to me. Hold me in place. Is there one here that have never prayed the sinner prayer or give Jesus their life? I want you to come up here and stand with me. I need to do this. If it's one person. There one here don't have a church home. I want you to come stand with me.